July 6, 2016, three Israeli soldiers were injured in a vehicular ramming in the occupied West Bank. Successful terrorists keep it simple. What is more simple than a vehicular attack? West Bank. For many in the world, or perhaps more accurately in the Western world, the car represents a lot of things. Freedom. Achievement. Flexibility. A sense of adventure. You really never forget your first car, do you? Me? Mine was a 1968 Pontiac Beaumont my mom got for me for $700 from a woman she worked with at an insurance bureau. It already had almost 100,000 miles on it, so about 150,000 kilometers, and it cost me an arm and a leg repairing this and that. But it was my ticket to the highways and byways of Southern Ontario for me and my friends. Ah, the memories. Cars are, of course, ubiquitous on our streets and in our neighborhoods. No one tends to bat an eyelash these days, except for a truly stunning model. Like my current bright red 2018 Ford Mustang, maybe? They're simply part of the background. Which makes them a great tool for terrorists. You don't have to gain access to a firearm. You don't have to figure out how to make a bomb without blowing yourself up first. You just get behind the wheel, find a target, and drive. Right through them. This stupidly simple MO explains why we are seeing it so often, especially these days. Barcelona, Berlin, London, Toronto, etc. On this day in 2016, three Israeli soldiers in a military vehicle outside the illegal West Bank settlement of Neve Daniel, just west of Bethlehem, were wounded by a Palestinian driving a car right at them. It was the Palestinian who suffered critical injuries. He was evacuated for treatment. As long as cars are everywhere, terrorists will use them. It is simply too easy a way to maim and to kill.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.